Welcome to another episode of Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. I'm your host, Jacqueline Harper. Open Doors is a conversation about inviting God's love, presence, and power into our hearts. We are friends and teammates from Heart of the Father Ministries who share in the mission of setting captive hearts free through Unbound Ministry. We're so glad you could join us.
It is great to have you here today. I am Rachel Lozano from Heart of the Father Ministries, and I'm joined today by Jim Tortorici. Jim is one of those people who, when you meet him, he makes you feel instantly welcome. Jim always has energy and excitement about what the Lord is doing, and it is infectious. I love, he always makes me excited. He is also the founder and leader of Unbound Trenton. Welcome, Jim.
Wow. Thank you, Rachel. I better be excited after that great introduction. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. If anyone has ever met Jim, he always has a smile and a kind word and makes you feel like he's excited to be with you in that moment. So it's a real gift.
Wow. Thank you. Likewise.
So why don't we start by you sharing a little bit about yourself? What do you feel like the audience should know about who you are?
Oh, that's so awesome. Could we begin with prayer? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay. Because I am excited to be with you. I am excited to talk about Unbound anytime, anywhere, to anyone. And I am really excited about what God's doing here in our lives in this very interesting season that we're in. So yeah, let's pray. So we ask Holy Spirit to come. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we bless your mighty name today. We come to you again in the name of Jesus. Just thank you so much for Rachel. Thank you for Heart of the Father. Thank you for the incredible way that you have manifested your love and have communicated the gospel through Unbound. And Rachel and I, together, we just agree that you have a wonderful plan for every person who hears this podcast. We know, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. We thank you for leading us and guiding us. And I ask you, Father, to release your blessing upon all those who will hear this, upon all those who will share the message of Unbound. And we just thank you in advance for your blessing and for each one receiving more than they could ask for or imagine. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Jim.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. So thanks again for the introduction. And hello, brothers and sisters out there in podcast land or whatever we call us, this new world that we're in. But it's exciting. Yeah, my name is Jim Tortorici. As Rachel said, I'm sitting here in New Jersey. I was actually born in New Jersey many, many years ago. And I ended up moving to Philadelphia as a young man to start my career after college. And it was actually several years after being down there that I first met Neil and Janet Lozano at House of God's Light. I actually lived and worked in that suburban area of Philadelphia. So when we talk about Unbound, which we'll get into and how I'm involved in it presently, when we talk about Unbound, for me, it's very personal because Unbound and the gift that Neil gave us in the book and that the ministry has given us is a simple yet profound presentation of the gospel. And it's all about relationships. I remember Neil saying this a long time ago, that it's really all about relationships. And so for me, it's very personal because of my friendship decades long with the Lozanos and you and the rest of the team. I love you guys. You're an amazing, well, first, you're amazing people and family, but I'm just so really, I guess to say in awe might be a little, but it's just wonderful to see how God has used the ministry. For example, I was with Neil and Janet back in, like, for example, Latvia and Poland in the 90s. I was blessed to be with them when we were doing evangelization trips. This was before the book. And we were praying the five keys, although I'm not even sure at that point I understood that they were five keys. But we knew that when we listened to people's stories and when they shared their hurts and when they made that act of faith and when they forgave people and we helped them identify lies and we prayed for them, we saw people get set free. And it was just amazing. So for me, again, it's very personal to have been involved early on and then to kind of sink us to where we are today. Well, then I ended up moving to New Jersey, got married, you know, family. And really from around early 2000s all the way into like 2014, I kind of lost touch. Like Neil and I kept in touch. He was very good at keeping in touch. And eventually he invited me to go to a conference. Maybe we'll save that for later. But that led me to reconnect and start taking the trips from New Jersey down to Unbound. And I was amazed at what God had done. I was somewhat familiar. I was supportive of the ministry. I paid attention generally to what was going on. But I really did not understand the scope of how God had moved the ministry, how successful the book had been. And so I found myself around 2014 sitting in, getting trained, you know, by you. I still remember you pushing me out the first time that I led a session at the leaders conference. And that really, for me, again, it's personal. I'd like to wrap this part up by saying this. One of the beautiful things about Unbound, number one, it's a presentation of the gospel. And yet, in my experience and the experience of my team here in New Jersey, one after another, you don't just kind of go through Unbound or do an Unbound session. You have a deeper experience of the Father's love. You have a deeper awareness of who you are, a beloved son, a beloved daughter. And then you get tools to help others experience and go deeper in that same identity and in that same relationship. So that's what happened as I began to make those commutes from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, got trained again, and began to be involved with the conferences. And so that's kind of how we get somewhat to what's been going on in New Jersey over the last 3 to 4 years.
Right. Well, I love that you were there from the beginning. You know, there's not a lot of people that we get to talk to that were there watching Neil kind of put it together. He talks a little bit about in his conferences and in his book that it was a process. It wasn't all of a sudden, you know, here are the five keys. It took a while.
And wow.
Watching other people and experiencing other people, what they were doing in deliverance ministry, and how cool that you got to be there when it was first being developed. That's really exciting.
It is. It's a total gift for me. And why not just mention it? I don't mention this a lot, but, and I think we can loop back to this too when we talk about my team, but when people read chapter 3 in Unbound, there's a testimony of a guy named Michael, and I'm Michael. So that's the other incredible gift. And I laugh because it just gives me such joy that somehow I can still remember writing out my testimony for Neil. This was like pre-laptop. And I'm, you know, writing it out in block letters so that he could understand it. And I still remember doing that because I ended up giving my testimony at House of God's Light. And he ended up following up later and asked me to share that in the book. So yeah, that's a great point. It's something that I just don't take for granted. And I think as we get a little older and a little more mature, one of the things that you learn is that life really is all about relationships. And it is a blessing to be able to say somebody like Neil, like Janet, like Matt, like you and the rest of the team is my friend. I mean, in addition to being partners in ministry. So it's a great blessing for which I am incredibly grateful.
Thanks. And we're grateful for you. And I love hearing that your testimony is in the book. And I have yet to meet somebody who is running an Unbound team who has not been impacted personally by Unbound ministry, that the Lord hasn't used it and set them free. So, of course, that's your story, too. And you have this great testimony of how the Lord used it and set you free. So what made you make the jump? So you knew Neil and Janet for many years. You had some time where you were away and then you came back and Really Unbound had kind of taken off and was its own thing now. They were doing conferences. Neil had written a book. What made you decide to make that jump from getting trained to actually starting your own team?
Right. Great question. And it's such a wonderful story. And why is it a wonderful story? Because it's a testimony, I believe, to how the Lord moves and one of the ways that the Lord is moving on the earth today. So I really believe this is going to encourage somebody out there. So how did that happen? Well, I didn't just decide to do this. If I could say this, I think this is a word for somebody. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. So I know a lot of people, let's say they went to one Unbound conference or they went to another conference and they're hoping so much, you know, and maybe they didn't get all that they had hoped for. And I would just say, keep moving. Don't quit, right? The Lord really expects us to seek him. I remember Padre Pio sharing with one of his spiritual daughters, don't you see the Lord is playing hide and seek with you? And I think it's a wonderful image. It's for us to remember, man, he's got this and we're going to be fine. But in the midst of the ups and downs, sometimes it can seem like he's taking so long or why is this still going on, etc. Everybody goes through that. But in my story, I actually had it on my heart to get Unbound going here locally in New Jersey. And I had heard about a priest, Father Jeff Kegley, who was very involved in the charismatic renewal here in the Diocese of Trenton. As a matter of fact, I used to, during summer when I wasn't teaching, I would go to 12 o'clock Mass. I had never really met him, but I used to have an Unbound book sitting in my car. And I'd say, maybe today's the day I'll go up and introduce myself to Father Jeff, because I really felt like he was the guy that the Lord wanted me to connect with. And I kept waiting for the connection. And then I get impatient and I had the book, but you know, it never actually happened. So in 2017, Heart of the Father hosted a leaders conference down in Philadelphia. It was when Pope Francis was in town. It was that time. Right. Yeah. And I walked in. On, I think it was Saturday morning, I go right to the breakfast line and I am directly across from Father Jeff Kegley. We start walking down the buffet line, talking, quickly connecting, sat down. I think by the time breakfast was over, we knew that he, number one, wanted to start an Unbound team for the Diocese of Trenton. And number two, that he figured out right then, I think we got the guy to do it. So that was the end of 2017. We got prayer from a leader out in Michigan who ended up giving a testimony, and we got prayer. So here we are some 4 years or something later. Well, February 2018, I had my first meeting. We had a bunch of people show up. I would say about 60% of those people are still with us. It's been an incredible journey. St. Mary, Mother of God Church, where Father Jeff is the pastor. He's also the liaison to the bishop for charismatic renewal. It wasn't our local parish. It was about 5 miles away. So I didn't really know anybody. And it's just an amazing way to get introduced to a community, to have the gift of presenting Unbound. It's been amazing. So the Lord had put that on my heart. And so I want to speak a word out there. If you have been holding on to a dream, if you've been really sensing, man, I believe God put that in my heart, I just encourage you, keep moving. Don't quit. It is amazing when God sets things up. And when he does set things up, things tend to move pretty quickly. So for all the time that I was waiting and thinking, you know, Lord, somehow we got to get this in New Jersey. Wow. Well, since that time, things have moved very quickly and it's been easy to stay busy. And so I just want to encourage you. There's a couple great scriptures, of course, but the life scripture for me is Psalm 37, 4-7. And the key verse there is, find your delight in the Lord who will give you the desires of your heart. The one thing we cannot miss is we get to spend the waiting time with the Lord and to grow in our intimacy and our experience of him. That's the key. Nobody can rob us of that. And then, so I just want to release that over you, brother. I want to release that over you, sister, if this is connecting with you. He's put a desire in your heart. And as you continue to delight in him, he's going to bring it about. And the rest of that scripture says, and your vindication will shine like the noonday sun. So hang in there. God is raising up an army, and Unbound is an incredible gift to get free. And it is really an opportunity for all of us to also move into leadership and help others.
And none of that time is wasted. Like, I loved how you talked about why this happening. Why are you connecting with Father Jeff? And the Lord was using that time to draw you to himself, it sounds like, but also to prepare you, because once it was time, you needed to move fast and you needed that time of preparation. So you were ready for when it was the Lord's timing. Everyone who's listening right now, you might have this vision that the Lord's put on your heart, and it's frustrating that right now is not the time, but he's preparing you for when it is the time.
And because of relationship, you know, sometimes I really think he's got it all. I think that's the part to remember. He sees everything. So that's such a good thing to remember. He sees the big picture, and the timing really has been amazing in that regard.
Wonderful. So it sounds like we've heard a little bit about how Lord's led you on Unbound and how it impacted you leading this team. So have you seen impact for the people on your team, either the intercessors or the leaders, as they're ministering to others? How is it impacting them? How does it affect their lives and their spiritual lives?
A great question. Thank you. And it's really the best part of the story, I think. We've ministered to a lot of people. So if I could I'll quickly play it out. So Neil and Janet, the team, Matt, came for a conference. It was very well received. And then we just started. And so that was, if we had our first meeting in 2018, I think the first conference was the end of 2018. And since that time, we've been ministering Unbound every month. Now, we were meeting like everybody else. We were meeting in a school. We would minister to 8 to 12 people every Saturday. And then, you know, COVID hit. But amazingly, just like I know with Heart of the Father, amazingly, once we kind of sorted it out and found Zoom and whatever, the ministry just continued to grow. The team stayed together, and we found ourselves literally connecting with people all over the world. So for us, COVID's been a time of growth. We did, some people, they had big responsibilities. They had maybe parents they're caring for and this or that. So we might have lost a few team members, not many, but fundamentally we connected with people from all over the place. What's been happening in that team? Well, one after another, I've seen two fundamental things. And this, of course, is central to Neil's teaching and to Unbound. The first thing is, the first key is the first key. And, you know, it took me a while to learn this. And I think another way that he's put it over the years is deliverance is really for the children. Like, deliverance is for believers. And it doesn't mean that God can't do anything with anybody. But fundamentally, to really go through the door, to continue to experience this freedom is what Jesus has won for us. And we need to personally appropriate that, receive that. How do we do that? Well, we do that by changing our minds. We do that by turning completely to the Lord. It is impossible to overemphasize who Jesus is. It's impossible to somehow overemphasize his importance or his significance. He is infinite. He is beyond, and yet he is accessible to us. That in itself is transforming. And the renewal of the mind that needs to happen is, of course, repentance, changing your mind, turning around, and then believing the good news. So that's the first key. So what I find fascinating, and I love to do this, I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I got, quote unquote, you know, born again Catholic. Thank God by the baptism in the Spirit when I was in my 20s. That's in the book, chapter 3. And I love sharing the gospel with everybody, but I particularly love to share the gospel with Catholics who actually are believers and they're good people, but they really have not tapped into the freedom that Jesus has won for them. So they believe lies. Like, part of my testimony after being, you know, Spirit-filled and walking with the Lord and being in ministry and maybe becoming a little bit of an older brother, if I could put a plug in for one of Neil's other books, I found myself to be a bit of a striver.
Right.
Like even shifting into ministry with Unbound, I was like, wow, I don't really remember how to do this. And, you know, they've written the book and gosh, this thing has moved on so fast and I feel like I'm catching up. And what was that? All the focus was on me. And I was a striver. I was kind of falling into the lie that I needed to do this, et cetera. What is the gift? The gift has been to share with other believers, and I happen to be Catholic, and I happen to minister in a Catholic church, although we minister to all kinds of folks from all different denominations, and we love that. But a lot of Catholics like me need to get set free of being a striver, of justifying yourself, and really unearthing and renouncing those lies that somehow I got to earn the Father's love. Right. And somehow my performance is really the gauge by which the Father loves me. This is a incredible lie that seeps into good people's hearts in so many ways. So Unbound for us, for this team, I've watched God blow up the performance mentality that a lot of Catholics have, lay people, when they think about getting involved in ministry. And they realize he can't love me anymore if I perform well, and he can't love me any less if I completely mess up. And that's freedom. You know, that's what we really need to know. Right. So the first key is the first key. And then, of course, what flows out of that is identity. He loves me. I'm an audience of one. I'm the apple of his eye. He's got his eye on me. And that's why you mentioned, oh, Jim's always excited. He has a smile. Well, that's why I'm excited, because I know when there's Unbound happening, people are going to hear the truth. People are going to hear the gospel. And when people tap into the truth of who God is, what Jesus has done for us to reunite us each with the Father, and then understand who they are, well, all things are possible. And that's our story on the team. We've seen the team get free, and we have seen them move into a deeper walk with the Lord. It's impacted their families. They have become ministers at our conferences. They are on prayer teams. They are leading our teens in the Life Teen Ministry. So that's the beauty of Unbound. Again, people experiencing the Lord, the freedom of the gospel, which is he loves us. So the battle that's going on, amazingly, is for your heart, for my heart, for the heart of everybody who will listen to this. And Jesus has poured out his life in exchange for us. From heaven's perspective, we each have been seen by the Father as worth the sacrifice of Jesus. Can we just let that sink in for a moment? Every one of us is seen as worth the sacrifice of Jesus. Once you gather a group of people who know this, then the Holy Spirit is free to move. And that is exactly our story of people experiencing freedom, walking in their identity, and then being able to see and actually have the tools to help other people experience the same freedom.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. They experience freedom through receiving and through ministry, but they're continuing to grow in freedom as they minister to others. So that freedom doesn't stop or stop growing when you're not in a session. And as you pour out, you continue to grow in that freedom. And what a great testimony that is. And then to go out hearing how your team members are in so many different parts of the church and are able to share freedom in Christ with the teenagers, with the different people in their parishes, that they're going out and they're loving people and sharing that message.
And I, not to cut you off, but I remember we happened to, our bishop is Bishop David O'Connell in Trenton. There's another Bishop David O'Connell out in California. And so they both have Unbound teams on the East and the West Coast. And the Bishop O'Connell in California was quoted as saying, Unbound is the new evangelization. So that's the other thing that we've seen. People who experience Unbound share with their friends and their family members and their coworkers that they have a place where they can go. They recommend the book, and then they're able to be referred to us, and the fruit has been really powerful. I know we're probably starting to wrap up, but I just wanted to mention one thing about the team, and I think it might be a good way to circle back and wrap up. A few years ago, one of the other people that's in the book in Unbound in chapter 3, Betsy and Chris, moved back to New Jersey, and I reconnected with them. Well, they're the folks that shared the gospel with me.
Yeah,
exactly. So, right, they're in the book, and I gave them the book, and I'm happy to say that in addition to reconnecting with them, Betsy's on our Unbound team. So it's really just amazing. The other beautiful thing that we have on our team is it's been a great opportunity for us to connect with a lot of brothers and sisters in different churches here in New Jersey. So as some friends have gotten set free, they're bringing it to other churches. And we're in the process right now of trying to gather a conference together. It's going to be an inter-church, inter-denominational event. And that's another powerful example of how the Lord's using Unbound to fulfill his desire for unity in the body. And the five keys are pure gospel. It's a foundation that has been well set and is able to be embraced by Christians of all denominations. It's an incredible tool for unity and coming together. And we get folks referring us. And I've had a couple times where somebody said, wait a minute, I'm gonna go for deliverance prayer to the Catholic Church. And they've come and we're able to share what we've received with them.
So yes, we said we are going to wrap up.
God is good.
Thanks so much. You're such a great teacher too. I hope everyone, I know everyone who's listening right now is going to be so blessed and encouraged by the words that you have to say. So on our time of ministering in Unbound, someone that you minister to that you remember, that you carry in your heart, that their story has stayed with you.
Yeah, I think I do. Let's say I'll call her Sally, which is not her name, but she was out of state and I don't know how she found us, but we had a conference, an introduction to the five keys planned in March of 2020, right before the shutdown. Literally the weekend, everything shut down here. And she was coming in and she was going to take the train and she's trying to figure out how to get to us and all these things. So I'm like, wow, this woman is really hungry. Well, the conference got shut down. And eventually we ended up getting online, using Zoom and different platforms. And she particularly was someone we just FaceTimed. And the Lord completely touched her. And where what I would share there is it had to do with the what Neil teaches, the orphan spirit. All of us have kind of those family wounds. And it is simply amazing what God does when those wounds from the family are identified. The orphan spirit is renounced, the lie that I wasn't wanted, the lie that I don't belong. When those things are broken, it's amazing. Now that person, and that was the beginning of 2020, has since gone through training with you guys, including advanced training, became part of our team, brought in all kinds of folks from her circle of influence, and has literally gone nonstop. And she's just, her and her family have just moved down south. And I have no doubt that things will just take off down there. So, and that really is the story. It doesn't matter how young you are. What the gospel tells us in Ephesians 3:20, when Paul is doing his beautiful prayer for the reader, he says this, that we will receive more than we can ask for or imagine. So if this would be a good place, Rachel, we could maybe wrap with a prayer. I'd like to release that. During the 90s, even before the book, God gave me a bit of a revelation. I was staying at some friend's house. This is a long time ago, and I was still single. And I don't know whether I was dreaming or woke up, but I heard a voice. And the voice said this, "You have won my heart." And it was almost like an audible voice. Again, I don't know whether I was in the dream, out of the dream, not sure. And then I heard this, "And you will receive more than you can ask for or imagine." So that's Sally's testimony. that's the testimony of the gospel. Jesus already has everything covered out there, brother. He's got everything covered, sister. No matter, despite what's going on in the world, God is moving mightily. And I'd like to just release this over you as we wrap up. So, Father, I just ask that you would bless everybody who has spent time listening to this. And I thank you for the gift of the five keys. We thank you for this presentation of the gospel that makes a simple way for people to experience your blessing, Father, and your heart for them that Jesus has won for them. So I just declare this, I just release it as the Father has blessed me, Jesus said, so I bless you. And that's really our gift. So I just declare you have won the Father's heart. Just receive that. It's true. You have won the Father's heart. All you got to do is look at Jesus and you know it's true. And I declare you will receive more than you can ask for or imagine. Father, I ask for a multiplication of your grace and blessings on all those who will listen to this and upon the entire Heart of the Father Ministries and using this podcast and platform to continue to have the gospel go to the ends of the earth so that we could declare with joy and with faith that Jesus is Lord. We pray all this in his mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Jim. I know that it's going to be a powerful gift. I feel like, Jim, you've had a number of words during this podcast, and if that touched you, please reach out to us. We would love to hear those testimonies of how the Lord touches people's lives. Jim sent out these words. Check our website at heartofthefather.com. And on there, there is a way to contact us, to connect with us. You can also find us on Facebook or Instagram and YouTube. And you can also find Jim's team on our website at Heart of the Father under Find a Team. Yep. And that Trenton team is amazing. So if you are nearby, I know they would love to connect with you. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about taking hold of the freedom you have been given in Christ, check out our website, heartofthefather.com, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Matt,
Jen,
Rachel,
and Jacqueline saying goodbye until next time.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in to him and eat with him.
And he with me. Revelation 3:20.